All right, there's nothing really new on the injury front. You know, Dorsey, he's out. Quinn is out. Maneri is limited with his ankle. And Brandon Albert has some back tightness. It's loosening up on him, and he's limited. But everybody else should be working. The only guy who's not there today is Jamar Newsom on our practice squad. He has a family issue he's taking care of, and he'll be back on Sunday. Otherwise, we're continuing to work to prepare for Monday night and trying to get ready for that. And so that's been the focus, and that's what we're doing. So with that.
So when you say Dorsey, Quinn out, do you expect Dorsey to be out Monday as well?
Correct.
Okay. And it's the same calf, just recurved?
It's a different leg.
Both calves in each leg.
Well, the one that was injured before is better.
That's weird.
Well, things happen.
You maybe about 2 weeks ago changed the way you guys warm up. It used to be a one big long line, conga line, and they go out 50 yards. And now you got them spread out, kind of like the old traditional way. Why was the change made?
Well, in talking with Mike Clark, who is the strength and conditioning guy, the, quote, dynamic warm-up, the conga line, so to speak, you know, we got them moving a little bit more. They're on the feet. They're moving. You can get the blood circulating through the body pretty good, whereas the old traditional way, when you come up and you sit on the ground, you don't get as much movement. But we felt like it was time to change it a little bit. There are good points and bad points about both of them. And I think the players, they don't mind sitting down, but they have an opportunity to interact with each other a little bit more, you know, because they can talk to each other as they are doing their stretching. And then also it gives the coaches, or gives me, an opportunity to interact with the players more, because generally Mike, he doesn't want distractions. And so the bulk of the coaches, they stay away, but I'm allowed to go through and talk to individual players.
That kind of falls into what's been happening really the last few weeks, where you're just trying to look for just sort of anything to try and change things up.
Well, yeah, change. You know, like you say, to try to change and try to change the fortunes and see if it can make a difference.
For about the last 2 months, I'm sure, right before the game, you've had the same things to say to your team: protect the ball, let's get a fast start, let's be smart, play smart football. After 8 weeks of saying that and minimal results, how do you get the message through now?
Well, you know what? I think that I have to impart on them the importance of protecting the ball for this team. You know, and I think about the fumble that Dwayne Bowe had in the game after we had 17 play drive, and he catches it and he's fighting for extra yards and the ball comes out. And I emphasized it a lot that week about protect the football. So that kind of let me know that he's trying to fight for yards, he's trying to do too much rather than protect the ball. And so what I need to do is get them to understand the importance of protecting the ball more. And so sometimes to get that done, you basically have to threaten them, all right? And so if you fumble it, I'm going to take you out of the game, you know? And so and now then they will get the message.
Romeo, is there anything more that you're emphasizing to the team this week, playing a team like the Steelers?
Well, I think that the things that we do, what we do, or what we've been doing, has been the problem. All right, it hasn't been so much what the other team is doing. So if we can do the things that we've been doing to cause us to lose, if we can eliminate those things, and we all know what they are, all right, it's the penalties at inopportune times, it's the turnovers, and then it's easy touchdowns. And so if we can tighten that up, all right, and eliminate those things, then we're going to be in the game, and it's going to be a competitive game, and we'll have our chance to win.
So you're going to have a little shorter leash on mistakes.
Turnovers, definitely.
Okay, so if your quarterback throws a poorly chosen interception, can you make a change there?
Well, yes, you can make a change there. But, you know, the thing is that you always have to know exactly what happened on the play and why it happened, all right? So if a receiver tips the ball up in the air, all right, now, is that on the receiver or is that on the quarterback? And then I have to make that determination. So I'll make the call, and I'll set the receiver or I'll set the quarterback.
Yeah, I'm talking about just a why did he throw that ball type of interception, not a great play by the corner or tip ball. But I mean,
yeah, we're not going to have those.
A couple more guys. Is this just for a few plays or a series? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't. Hey, look, Jamal Charles has fumbled the ball, all right? So if he fumbles and he stands over there with me for a little bit, then I put him back in, and because he's the guy who can run for a touchdown. I mean, you know, and so – but I have to try to put an emphasis on it. So I'm going to try to emphasize it and get them to understand the importance. And there's a thin line that you have to walk as a player, you know, extra effort, trying to get as much yards as you can, but protecting the football. And so when I tell them protect the football at all cost, that means get both hands on it, and if I've caught the ball and I've gained yards, get down if I have to, you know, rather than fight for extra yards. Because if I fight for extra yards and lose the football, then it doesn't do us any good.
I know Palomalu's missed games, but be a little surprised. Pittsburgh's only got like 9 takeaways this year.
Well, I hope he continues to miss games, particularly this one on Monday night, because he's a very good player. He lifts those guys up, and probably they've missed him a little bit. But when I say little bit, I mean really little, because they're first, you know, defensively in a lot of categories, you know. So they're pretty good.
When you talk about having a shorter leash, you know, fumbles and stuff like that, do you think that's something that's a little easier to manage and for you to watch now that you're not going to be a coordinator and, you know, you can kind of oversee things?
Yes. I mean, I'll be able to see the play now, you know, because I know what play is coming and then know what to expect and what to anticipate, and so that should be easier for me to see.
Now that you've been through the week and you kind of had a different vantage point, not having to worry about the coordinator aspect. Is there anything that you've seen a little bit differently compared to prior weeks?
No, you know, the thing you do is you get to learn the intricacies of the offensive positions. You know offense, but then there are some little things about every position that you get to sit in on and hear and know, and now I can point these things out to the players.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.